Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hawksmith here with our special friend Jim Galante. Greg Pickle not with us today, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Still, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's post-pit week, bye week time. We're looking ahead to Maryland in a couple weeks. We're going to take our time with that. We're going to look back on this Pitt game, 17-10. Penn State wins. A lot of stirred up fans, let's put it that way. So we'll go through the ins and the outs of what happened in that 17-10 win. Penn State's 3-0. They're 3-1 against Pitt. They've won three in a row. There's some good things, also some not so great things to touch on. We'll hear directly from James Franklin, as we usually do on the Monday edition of our show. We'll spend about 30 minutes hearing from him and breaking down what he had to say after that Pitt game. So I know you want to get into some Penn State centric issue, some coaching decisions, those types of things, schematics. But I got to ask about the Pat Narduzzi field goal decision. 17-10, late. I don't have the time in front of me, but it's late.
I think it was just under 5 minutes.
Yeah. He said it's a two-score game. It's a one-score game. I think I understand what he meant. I don't agree with the approach, but what did you think as Penn State, A, gets a goal line stand, B, they opt to kick the field goal, and then C, he doinks it off the left upright?
All right, let me start with this, Dustin.
It wouldn't have mattered what I said this whole time. You were starting with what you were starting with.
Right,
gotcha.
Exactly. Well, first of all, Greg was on assignment, but I'm the number one stirred up fan, so I was going to be here no matter what.
Gotcha.
So we start with that. The kicking the field goal there may have been the dumbest move I've ever seen a college football coach make. Yeah. He has to get a touchdown at some point, right? He's on the 1 yard line. He has scored one touchdown in 55 minutes of football. What makes him think that he's going to get a better opportunity at a touchdown later in the game? Now, if the field goal had brought him to within a field goal, brought him to within 3 points, I'd say, okay, I get the logic. I disagree, but I get the logic to it. But this was his best opportunity to at least tie the game. Because right. He had to get a touchdown at some point, and this was his best opportunity to get it, and he chose to kick the field goal. The kick actually doinking off the upright was just poetic justice.
It was, right. So here's what I think about Pat Narduzzi just as a whole. I think he does what he does from a defensive grinded out standpoint. His scheme and the way he finds guys who maybe not everybody's looking at to fit his scheme for his defense, he's very good in that respect. He should be a defensive coordinator. He should be a defensive coordinator someplace. When it comes to marketability, when it comes to stuff like this, you know, he's just not head coach material. And he's gotten by for a while at Pitt, playing roughly 500-ish football, because he knows how to coach defense. And this showed up again against Penn State on Saturday. I don't really have a lot of confidence in Pat Narduzzi to do the right thing if it's not when Penn State has the ball, if it's not coaching his defense. Because, you know, that's where he should be. You see, I think there's a stroke of brilliance to what he can do on the defensive side of the ball, which got him the Pitt job in the first place. Everything else, he's exactly who we thought he was, and he showed it again.
And he seems to be in over his head, and I thought it was fascinating. Well, first of all, I'll kill the guy for that decision, but if I'm going to do that, I'll also give credit for that 4th-and-1 call where they threw it downfield.
Yeah.
A huge play, tremendous play. I thought it fascinating that the announcers, maybe they know Pat Narduzzi better than we do. It was like, they're not going to give him credit for that call. They gave the credit to the offensive coordinator and said, oh, the offensive coordinator talked him into going for it. Yeah. Oh, the offensive coordinator talked him into throwing deep. Their assumption, and it had to be an assumption, they're not standing on the sideline watching the decision being right. made, but they were sure that can't be Pat Narduzzi. It had to be the offensive coordinator. So I'm not going to do that. It could have been just as likely that Narduzzi said, hey, guys, we're going for it. And where I thought it was such a smart call was they had so much difficulty scoring points. So many coaches coach to extend the game. They coach to not be second-guessed. They coach not to lose instead of coaching to win. And there was a great opportunity for Pitt to do something big. And they had to put their chips out on the table at some point. There was the opportunity, and they took it. And believe me, even if I'm one of the strong advocates, when it's fourth and short, you go for it. Coaches don't do that very often. So I give them a lot of credit. For as bad as that call to go for the field goal was, that's how good the call was on fourth and one.
I would agree with both of those points. And, you know, here we are. Penn State gets a stop on the goal line. I thought that was a good job on their part. Play calling, whatever. But Pat Narduzzi spins kicking a field goal there as being the aggressive move. That's how he spins it. And I don't understand how, like, it's the opposite of that. And I don't even think it was philosophical. I just think it was a total miscalculation. I can only ask the question in so many different ways, but why are you playing to score a touchdown later?
Right. Exactly. When you're on the 1 yard line, how many better opportunities are you going to have to score that touchdown, which you're going to be down 4 points, even if you make the field goal, which says you still have to score a touchdown. It's a little bit like, and it's last year, so I don't have the exact circumstances, but remember in the bowl game when it was fourth and one, and not when Franklin chose to kick a field goal late in the game. And I felt the same thing back then. It's you have to get a touchdown at some point.
Right.
You know, go for
it
now.
Seize this moment here.
Right.
Right. But to be down 7 makes it especially flagrant.
Exactly. I'm not creating an equivalency.
I know. But it's fair to say, hey, our guy hasn't always made the right call either.
Right.
That part of it is fair too. But when it's 7 points and you're at the one, it just doesn't get any more obvious than that. I could have my 6-year-old. She's almost 7. So she's advanced. Anyway, I could have had her be like, hey, what would you do here? Go for the touchdown. She would make that call.
Well, if you do the arithmetic, you know,
yeah.
Here's 7 points that you need.
She could have finger counted her way to the right decision.
Exactly. So when Narduzzi does the defense of his decision, like you said, and he made it sound like he was being aggressive, no, he wasn't. And what he was being was dumb. Okay.
Do you think the Pitt administration is sitting there watching this game and not really judging that call, more looking at it like this was a moral victory? Like, we played right there with them. That's the point of this.
I suspect, and when we get to the point where we're going to start talking about Penn State coaching, okay, the point that's going to be made, and I think by those who are Pitt backers are making, we as Penn State fans, and I'll say we meaning me, not you, you're a journalist, I'm a fan, is Penn State has all these 4- and 5-star recruits. Pitt has these 2- and 3-star recruits. It should not be, it's not a fair contest. So with the players on the field, Penn State has this much more talent. If I'm someone from Pitt and wants to spin it and it's a defendable point, gee, we took a team with much less talent, and look, we took them to the goal line, and if our coach hadn't made a dumb decision, we might still be playing in overtime.
Yeah, it is a defendable point. By the way, gopsurv.com, also a defendable point. You got a bye week, you got a road trip to Maryland, and then you got Purdue. It's October 5th. you have a little time to sit and process what you're going to do as Penn State ramps up for the Big Ten home schedule that's coming. That's going to start with Purdue. It's a noon kick, October 5th, which I think you saw last weekend, and I'll get into that with you as soon as I can. What these noon kickoffs could mean. I know it's Pitt, so that the condensing of the schedule and all that. The point being, it really makes sense now to arrive on Friday and to leave on Sunday. And if you're doing that, gopsurv.com is the place to do it, because you get there, all your responsibilities are checked at the door when you drive in there. You tailgate there. They got a huge screen TV. Indulge all your college football watching, whatever you want to do. You get the ride. Let somebody else deal with traffic if you do have to deal with traffic. You ride to the stadium, you ride back, and you tailgate some more. I think with all these logistical issues happening at Penn State, with your run your route nonsense, it makes all the sense in the world now to go to gopsurv.com.
It really does, and it's a lot of fun. Whether I stay there or not, I always stop there when I'm out there for the weekend. Always a great time. I always grab some 409 food or a drink or two, and it's always a great time.
We're going to have to use the second quarter for Penn State and game-related stuff, but what are your thoughts as Penn State continues to deal with the parking and the flow and all that stuff? They still seemed confident after the opener that as people got up to speed with the way that they're supposed to go to their spaces, this would be resolved. It was not resolved this past weekend.
I've been going to Penn State games for years, and it's always amazed me how – no matter how many years they've done it, they manage to screw up the parking situation. That first game of the year, you'd think it's the first time they've ever had a football game in State College. They always find a way to mess it up. I give them credit for at least trying something new and for change. I'm not sure I'm ready to defend the decision of this run your route, but I've got to believe a huge part of the problem is, well, my parking pass and the parking passes, I don't know if you've seen them. They blatantly put in, you're either coming in from the north, south, east.
It's there.
It's very obvious. And people will still not do it the right way. Well, I've been coming in this way for years. And what happens is they get turned around. But they not only mess things up for themselves, they mess it up for everybody behind them. I'd like to see what would happen if most people, if not everyone, followed the rules correctly. I'd like to see what would happen, because there is at least logic to what they're doing. Unlike kicking the field goal, there is logic.
This is a lot of short-term pain for what they hope is a long-term gain and a more free-flowing Beaver Stadium in the future. Didn't work that way this past week. We'll see moving forward. We're moving on here. Quarter number two coming up right after this.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves, fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.